今日读经嘅时间。
At this time, we have our scripture reading.
今日宣读经文系约拿书第一章第一至十节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10.
我哋用启用方式嚟读，先用中文读，由英文读出。
We will read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
系约拿书第一章一至十节。耶和华的话临到阿米大的儿子约拿说，约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华，下到约帕遇见一只船要往他斯去，他就给了船价，上了船，要与船上的人同往他斯去躲避耶和华。水手便惧怕，各人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。约拿已下到船舱，倘若睡沉睡。船上的人彼此说，来吧，我们祭签，看看这灾临到我们是因谁的缘故。于是他们祭签，祭出约拿来。他说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海瀚地之上天的神。就是大帝说，你做的是什么事呢？他们已经知道他躲避耶和华，因为他告诉了他们。
Jonah chapter 1 verses 1 through 10. The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help and threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. Then the crew cast lots to see which of them had offended the gods and caused a terrible storm. When they did this, the lots identified Jonah as the culprit. Jonah answered, I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. Sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. Oh, why did you do it? They groaned.
神祝福读嘅同听佢话语嘅人。
God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
陈牧师话系正道，题目系神与约拿。
Reverend Wilson Chang's message, God and Jonah.
有时间小朋友都在下面有儿童的崇拜。
At this time, the children may be dismissed for children's worship.
、if you have a good memory, which I don't, you probably know that I've preached from this book of Jonah previously.
如果你記性好的都會記得可能就是說我已經之前有去講過這篇的約拿書。
It was probably a few years ago at a mission Sunday.
可能是幾年前的一個差傳的主日我是講過這個約拿書。
And also if you were with us back in 98, I think it was, I think I did a series on Jonah, but it's in the graveyard of the hard drives of old computers somewhere.
也是在98年的,其實牧師也是講過一系列約拿書的講道。
So in a sense, this is not fried rice, but maybe some grains of fried rice.
我們不是說講到將東西炒了一堆,就告訴大家,但其實是真的再深入地去看約拿書。
Before all kidding aside, the truths of Jonah here search our hearts and our consciences.
其實我真的內心真的看約拿書的時候,我看就是說約拿書是教導我們怎樣去看我們的內心。
Why is that? It's the very story of a person who didn't want to listen to God.
其實約拿書是說到一個人,約拿就是他不想去聽神的說話。
And that is an appropriate story for us because again our theme this year is making disciples.
其實就是很混合我們今年的主題,就是說我們要去使萬人作人的門徒。
In other words, we're all called to go and make disciples of people.
其實是很混合的,我們的主題就是說我們怎樣去叫人去作神的門徒。
Disciples are followers of God, not those who run from God.
門徒意思是什麼? 就是說去跟隨神的人,不是說去逃走的人。
And so it is important and helpful as we look at a prophet of God, Jonah, fleeing from the presence of the living God.
所以我們很重要的就是看約拿書,看約拿怎樣去想去逃走,去離開耶穌,離開神怎樣去逃走。
Because we shouldn't be too hard on Jonah, because we too, our natural inclination is to dismiss God, to ignore God.
其實我們都應該很明白約拿,因為我們很自然的就是說,很多時候我們去...
Guys, if you don't mind if you hit slide one, thanks so much. Jonah's story unravels for us the inner workings of our heart.
其實約拿書是講到就是說我們內心裡面的心的情況。
And what we see in Jonah's heart here is fear, his motivations, and his passing moods.
其實在約拿書看到就是說他內心裡面是充滿了這個驚恐,他有什麼動機和他當時動盪的心情。
You see, I'm all for children's Sunday school, don't get me wrong, but Jonah's not a book about a great fish.
其實第一要認清楚就是說,約拿書不是說只是簡單講一個大魚的故事。
It's a book about God.
其實約拿書是講一個神的故事。
Guys, slide two, through a very painful experience, very, very painful, Jonah discovers the true character of God.
就是透過一個很痛苦的經歷,就讓約拿去學習到神的特性。
And he discovers that after he's been serving God for a while.
但其實約拿已經是很多,他已經之前很多年,他已經有侍奉神,他已經認識神,但他再一次新的去認識神的特性。
You see, in his earlier part of his life, he had faith in God. He knew the doctrine of God.
約拿在這個事件發生之前,他已經是一個先知,他已經認識神。
But now, in more advanced years, he learned through experience that God came alive.
但是就是透過一個特別的大的經歷,讓約拿更加的去認識神是哪一位。
So it's a combination of doctrine, which is teachings of God, study of God, doctrine and experience that we need too, because we run from the will of God too.
所以就是約拿書讓我們學習到神的裡面當中的一個教義,以及透過這個經驗讓我們學習。
And so I hope you find, because I know I have, that this book of Jonah is fascinating. It's very instructive. It's very practical for you.
所以呢,我們希望大家能夠,當我們看約拿書的時候,讓我們看的時候,是真的很,令到你很震驚,是很令到你能夠學習。
And so since it's a sermon, I've got to compartmentalize this in some way, so I'll do it under three headings here. As we look at the first part of Jonah chapter 1, under the relationship, God and Jonah, the struggle, and the help.
所以当我睇约拿书第一章嘅时候，我哋有嘅睇三个重点。第一个重点就系话呢个关系就系当呢个神同约拿嘅关系。第二个重点就系睇到呢个约拿当中佢嘅挣扎，而第三个就系点样去寻找呢个嘅帮助。
What did Jonah learn from his flight from the living God?
咁究竟约拿喺当中佢学到啲乜嘢咧？佢离开去逃避神。
One thing which is pretty obvious is God is sovereign.
有就係話，佢知道就係話，神係一個有充滿著主權嘅神。
God rules over all.
神係掌管所有萬物。
Jonah knew that before he ran.
約拿佢走之前，佢已經知道咧，神係充滿著主權。
But obviously, God had something for him in his fleeing.
但係更加就係話喺當中去逃走嘅時候，讓佢更加神就讓約拿更加明白咩叫主權嘅意思。
Jonah also learned that God has a heart for evangelism. He has a heart for the lost.
亦都係當中嘅去逃走嘅時候，讓佢學習就話神係有一個心去將福音呢個美好信息去帶俾人。
God loves his people. God loves creatures and will pursue them with that love.
神係充滿著愛，佢愛佢嘅人。
He wants people to repent and believe and trust in him.
佢想佢嘅人去相信，去聽佢嘅福音，去有改變。
So we too need both doctrine, in this case, doctrine of God, knowing that he's sovereign, he has a love for the lost, and we need to be in line with God's word. In other words, we need to embrace who God is.
所以喺我當中，我哋學習約拿書當中就話，我哋需要嘅好似約拿當中，我哋要學習入邊又有一個教義，就係話我哋要學習到神嘅當中有咩去教導，亦都要學習到就係話神係充滿著愛，佢係想將佢嘅福音去帶俾佢所愛嘅人。
So Jonah discovers that experientially, personally.
所以約拿就係喺佢當中就係話佢親身去經歷過呢個嘅經驗。
And that's the first part of this message, right? God and Jonah, God and us.
所以就話第一個重點就係話睇就話約拿同神嘅關係就好似睇我哋同神嘅關係當中。
God speaks to Jonah. God speaks to us. We are missional Christians. You're on a mission.
神係直接同約拿去講，亦都好似神直接嘅同我哋去講，叫我哋係成為一個差傳，我哋去有使命嘅基督徒。
We're all called to know God in close relationship and follow him. Go and make disciples.
我哋每一個人都係，我哋作為基督徒嘅係被呼召去叫去出去，去將福音去帶俾其他人。
And so the question you have to ask yourself is this: are you doing that? Are you reluctant to do that? Are you like Jonah?
所以我哋今天早上，我哋问自己：我哋系咪好似约拿一样咧？我哋有冇将个福音去带俾其他人咧？
Because God desires us to not flee from Him, but to run to Him.
神系创造我哋嘅目的，唔系叫我哋去逃走，让我哋系神系创造我哋嘅目的，系要我哋去走去神嘅当中。
You know, we've been talking about holiness in Sunday school because we're going through a book, Holiness by Grace, by Brian Chapel.
咁我哋喺主学当中学习到就系话，神嘅一个恩典，神嘅一个圣洁。
And even if you don't attend that Sunday school series, just by the name, you know God desires our obedience, right?
咁其实大家如果就算系冇上过主日学嘅都知道就系话，神嘅目的就系话要我哋有一个嘅顺服。
Yet, as what we've been learning, I hope in the Kennedy's class as well as the English, that this is not a condition for the relationship.
呢个顺服当中，神嘅俾我哋嘅爱唔系话有条件性嘅。
Your obedience is not a condition for the relationship.
我哋向神嘅顺服唔系一个条件性嘅，唔系因为有啲事我哋应该去顺服。
God initiates a binding relationship with Him.
神系自己首先嘅去开始就同人有接触，去俾出呢个爱。
God says, "You come as you are, with nothing."
神就话你空手，你乜都冇嘅，你嚟到我当中。
And he provides the way to know him through embracing the Christ.
而神嘅就系会俾出一个嘅方法，会将你去带到佢嘅手中。
The Bible clearly tells us he desires you to draw near him.
神已经计划了,
and God, like any good parent, wants their children to know they love them and to grow up.
神的就好像我们的父母一样，神的好像父母一样，就是话怎样去已经有一个计划去帮助小朋友去成长，怎样去帮助他们去爱。
And the dynamic for that growing is to know that God, the Father, loves us.
就话在成长当中，让佢学习就系话呢个父亲嘅父，诶呢个嘅父母系充满着爱，系爱佢哋嘅子女。
But just like children, under a good parent, they want you to grow up too.
就是说我们好像就是一样，就是神去想我们去有成长，好像父母，我们生命的父母当中，想我们的子女都有成长。
And you don't have to be a child to know how you grow up. You grow up by listening, trusting and obeying someone wiser than you.
小朋友怎样去能够成长，就是说小朋友就要去听话，去顺服父母的讲解。
And so that's what God demands, that you trust and obey, that you know that he loves you and that you want to follow him.
It's like 5,
thanks. So Jonah shows us how God can even use a reluctant, a disobedient prophet who is very weak spiritually to glorify and honor his holy name.
就话约拿书就俾我哋睇到，就话神就会就算系用约拿，就算佢点唔自愿嘅一个嘅先知，佢系喺佢灵命上系软弱嘅，但系神都会用喺佢嘅生命当中去荣耀佢。
And that should be very comforting to us because we are like Jonah.
但其实我哋睇嘅时候，我哋都好安乐。点解？因为我哋都好似约拿一样。
God says, "Draw near," and what do we do? We say, "Yeah, thanks."
神叫我哋去亲近佢，我哋话好啊，好好。
Right? Yeah, well, I'll think about it.
我就说，神，你叫我亲近你，我想想，不错，挺好。
And it's comforting to know that God then doesn't let go. He's going to chase after you.
但我们很安慰的就是知道，就算你这样的心情，这样的回应都好，神其实是很想去抓紧你。
Right, like any good parent, they're going to get in the car and chase you down.
就算好像,
when you go wayward, right?
好像我们生命当中的父母一样，你就算你怎样做得不好的时候，父母会不断地去抓紧你，去帮助你成长。
The good parent's going to do whatever it takes to bring you back.
一个好的父母，就算你怎样做得不好的时候，会有方法去帮助你去改正。
So we're not that much different than wayward Jonah.
其实在我们生命当中，我们和约拿都没什么分别。
And you know what's startling is Jonah believed in the doctrine of sin. He's a prophet.
不忘记就是约拿，他本身是一个先知，其实他都很认识，很认识这个神的当中的教义。
And I would say, it's safe to say most of you believe in the doctrine of sin.
我们作为基督徒，我们都需要去学习这个教义，是不是这个罪的意思。
But understanding the dynamics, the depth of sin, do you understand its grip?
但我们学习的时候，我们是不是真的认清楚、认识这个罪的当中的这个深层、这个深的底层呢？
There's a depth of sin in Jonah's heart that he didn't see. He did not see.
但是就话约拿他自己本身在罪的当中，其实他都看不到一些东西。
Until his life blew up. Until there was a storm. His life blew up.
若拿他自己看不到，就是说，就知道他这个生命当中有很大的改变，他才能够看到自己内心里面的罪。
You know, on exterior, Jonah was like you, a moral person, a religious person.
若拿他自己外面的，好像大家在座当中一样，都是一个基督徒，一个是相信神的人。
He was a religious leader type, a prophet of God.
若拿他当时的是一个先知。
On the surface, he looked like he obeyed the Ten Commandments.
在表面上，他是跟随着这个十诫。
But there was a magnitude of sin in his heart that led him away from God, to flee from God.
但他内心当中的罪，令到他向神当中去逃走。
To oppose God's sovereign will for him.
就是说他因为他内心里面的罪，让到他不去跟随这个神这个主权。
And so the struggle, the relationship, and the struggle.
所以他就在这个神的当中里面的关系当中，他去挣扎。
And if you're honest with yourself, you know you struggle with knowing God.
如果你是认真的时候，你都是自己去看你和神的关系当中都有个挣扎。
Guys, if you don't mind to go back to verses 1 to 3, because 1 to 3 shows you he was determined. Jonah was determined to oppose God. Determined.
如果我看一至三节的时候，我看得很清楚，就是神约拿他怎样的去逃走神的当中。
You can see that, that the Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Again, he's a prophet. Direct revelation. Direct. Direct message. Get up. Go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it because I have seen how wicked its people are. Verse 3, please. Thanks. But Jonah got up and what? Went in the opposite direction to get away. To get away from God.
就是在约拿书第一章第一至三节那里，就去看回，就是说，我看第一人第二节，就是说，在神直接跟约拿，他是先知直接跟他说话，就说，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼利未大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的罪恶到我面前。第三节，约拿却起来逃往他斯图贝耶和华下到阿伯。 遇见一只船要往他斯去，他就给他船架，上了船就与船上的人同往他斯去逃避耶和华。Guys,
slide 7. Why did he do it?
在第七节，为什么他会这样做呢？
Why do we dismiss God and not do his will?
跟我们一样的，为什么我们自己都是一样，我们不去跟从神的旨意？
All of us, in some fashion, outright transgress God's law.
我们为什么我们生命当中我们明白神的旨意，但为什么我们都是逃避呢？
All of us in some way leave undone what God says to do.
我们每人都是一样的，有些事是神要我们去做的，但我们没有去做。
That's a struggle. What's behind it?
这就是我们内心里面的挣扎，为什么我们会这样呢？
Well, as you can see, that Jonah is now saying to God, through his actions of running away, that he is going to live life the way he wants to.
就是说，在第七节我都看到，就是说，约拿他表现出就是说，他想跟神讲，就是我想去过我要的生活。
Jonah's saying, my life's about me.
约拿就讲，就是说，我的生命就是我所控制，我要我怎么过。
It's how I define life, how I prioritize it, how I see it.
就是说，是我怎样去看我的生命，就要我怎样去过。
It doesn't matter what God says.
不是说神你想说什么，我就要你去做。
And Jonah wanted to do what he wanted to do.
所以约拿就想做要做的事，就去做咯。
And that's the struggle that we have with the living God.
这就是我们内心里面，我们自己和神的当中内心的挣扎。
But what was this? Why this dramatic shift in worldview?
为什么就是说在约拿或者我们生命当中，为什么有这么大的改变呢？
Was it because Jonah was overwhelmed with the assignment?
是不是说约拿当时对这个差事的使命，觉得太大呢？
I have to be brief here, but Assyria is an empire, a powerful empire. Nineveh is the capital of that powerful empire. They are enemies of God's people, Israel.
如果你清楚的话，当时的历史就是当时的亚述这个国家，就是当时以色列的一个敌人。
It is a crazy assignment for one person to go there, represent an unknown God, to all these people who are wicked, and say, you've got to listen to God. God's going to judge you if you don't turn and repent.
当时这个使命都是其实是很困难的，就是说， 神就要约拿去一个亚述这个地方，这个地方的人是不相信神的，未听过这个神的，就叫他约拿去讲这个信息，给这帮人要他们改变，去相信神。
Right, did Jonah say, what could I do? I'm just one person.
约拿就说，我怎么去做呢？我只有我自己一个人做。
Did Jonah say, Who would listen?
又就話冇咁講話，咁邊個會聽我咁講咧？
No, the text does not say John was overwhelmed with the assignment.
但係其實你睇經文嘅時候，經文入邊冇講到話約拿覺得哦，呢個使命係過分嘅，佢做唔到嘅。
Well, maybe Jonah thought it was dangerous.
可能會覺得就話啊，會唔會係話約拿覺得呢個係太危險啦咁樣做？
After all, the text does say the city of Nineveh was wicked.
因為入邊當中有講過就話，尼尼微呢個城係真係好罪惡通天嘅。
But it's like going to a part of New York City that you know you might not live if you go there. You know, if you go there at night, you might not live.
就好似我哋，譬如我哋諗嘅，我哋自己夜晚黑走去黑林嘅，你會點樣發生事咧？
But it doesn't say that in the text that he was afraid. It doesn't say that.
但喺呢個聖經入邊冇講過話約拿佢係好驚去做呢個使命喎。
Jonah was not afraid to die because later in chapter 1 he tells the sailors to throw him overboard.
聖經入邊冇講話佢好驚到咧呢個使命咧佢要去死喎冇過點解咧？因為喺經文之後就話喺船上面佢叫啲嘅船嘅船人去拋佢落海。
So what was the reason?
咁所以話點解約拿佢咁驚去做咧，或者唔想去做咧？
Did Jonah run from God?
點解約拿要去唔聽神話要去走咧？
Why the drastic shift in his worldview?
點解佢呢個咁大嘅改變咧？
Jonah knew God was gracious. That's the reason.
因為佢知道就係神係一個有恩典嘅神。
God was not sending him to Nineveh to only announce a pending judgment.
神要南知道，唔單止神，佢知道就話唔單止神要去講出呢個嘅美好嘅福音。
This is later on in the story, Jonah 4:2, and it tells you in Jonah's own words why. Why was he running?
喺個其實之後嘅約拿書第4章第2節，佢講解就話點解約拿要去走咧
？Oh Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee from Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
喺《約拿書》第4章第2節咁講，就話約和華，我在本國的時候，豈不是這樣說嗎？ 我知道你是有恩典、有憐憫的神，不輕易發怒，有豐盛的慈愛，並且後悔不幹所說的災，所以我急速逃往他斯去。
You see, Jonah didn't want that. Jonah knows God is merciful. He doesn't want the Ninevites to be saved.
因為約拿知道就話約拿知道神係一個充滿著憐憫嘅神，佢唔想呢個尼利未城去得到呢個神嘅一個憐憫。
You ever wonder, Jonah's a prophet. He knows God's everywhere. God is omnipresent. So why run? What's he doing?
其實約拿佢自己本身係先知，佢知道神係無處不在，佢走去邊咧？佢點走走甩咧？
How do you run away from someone who's everywhere?
你點可能夠走出神嘅手指罅咧？
Well, verse 9 tells us, right? Verse 9 tells us God knows, Jonah knows God's everywhere.
喺第9節講到就話約拿知道神係無處不在嘅。
Guys, if you don't mind, hit verse 9. He doesn't have this idea that somehow Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel, is just in Israel. He knows God is everywhere. He says, I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. He's everywhere.
原来他知道的神是耶和华，他是无处不在，是山的水的全部他都是在他手中。
You know what Jonah is doing? He's not running from God spatially. He's running from God relationally.
約拿佢唔係想喺個實際上佢係表面上或者面上佢想離開神，而其實佢係想離開。
He's running, literally, the text says, from the face of God.
佢係想離開神嘅面。
Right? It's like when we say, oh, I don't want to do devotions. It's not exciting. I'm just like reading the Bible and praying.
我哋好似我哋在座当中，我哋有时都会谂就话， 我都唔想去做一个灵修，因为好似好闷咁样。不如我自己去就咁祈祷。
He's running away relationally from God. That's what the text says. He's running from the face of God.
里面其实讲就话约拿就系喺佢其实喺佢同神嘅当中嘅关系，其实佢就喺当中去逃走。
He's saying to God, I don't want to draw near you. I don't want you to be my Lord. I don't want you to be the center of my life.
意思就喺佢哋关系当中逃走，即系话意思咩咧？就话佢唔想去咁亲近耶和华，佢想离开。
And that's what why Jonah's running. He wants to do what he wants to do. He wants to live life the way he wants to live life.
呢就系约拿佢逃走嘅意思，就系话因为佢想去过佢想有嘅生活。
And we're no different. We are no different. God clearly says, go and make disciples.
神是很清楚地叫我们，就说我们要出去，去做万民，做我们的门徒。
What their worldview is, and we refuse.
但是叫我们去做万民，去做神的门徒，去讲解神的信息。
See, the Bible,
但我们都是不愿意去做。
Let's try to unpack that a little bit in the struggle here with Jonah and God and God and us. The Bible clearly says we were made for God, right? We were made to worship God.
圣经很讲解清楚，就是说我们被创造是为了神的缘故。
That means you have a purpose in life, and that's to commune with God.
意思就是说我们生命当中是有一个目的的，我们是跟神有一个关系的。
And to put it in, I guess, modern terms, is it simply means that your identity has to come from God, not yourself.
所以意思就是说我们的身份其实是来自神。
In fact, you can't pat yourself on the back. You can't have an identity in life just saying, I'm a good person.
所以我们不可以自己说，我拍自己的膊头，其实我自己是一个不错的人，我们不可以这样做。
You can't do that. It doesn't work that way. You were made to be affirmed from somebody outside of yourself.
我们被创造，我们是需要被外面一个外来的去确定我们自己的身份。
See, underneath all the morality, all the church going, all the Bible reading, all the scrupulous moral rules, if you have no desire for God, something's wrong.
所以就算我们，就算我点样去睇圣经，我点样去翻教会，但如果我哋喺我哋自己内心入边冇想去同神亲近嘅时候，我哋系有个问题。
It means you're like Jonah. You're forging an identity in life, not based on knowing God, but on something else.
所以我哋如果系咁样嘅时候，我哋都好似约拿一样，我哋其实都系同神嘅关系系远离。
And the Bible throughout says that's the essence of sin.
圣经里面当中讲过，就话若然你系咁样嘅时候，你同神嘅关系系远离嘅时候，其实呢个系一个罪。
Sin is pushing God away. I don't need you. I am the captain of my soul.
罪嘅意思即系话，我哋将神去摆开唔喺我哋生命嘅当中，一个最深嘅深处。
When you don't desire God and to know Him and His ways, you are desiring something else.
所以话，让我哋生命当中唔系将神系摆喺我哋内心嘅时候，我哋会将一啲嘢去代替，摆喺我哋生命当中。
And that's why people like Augustine, a great Christian of the past, says the essence of sin is a disordered love.
所以奥古斯丁以前都讲过，就话咩叫做罪咧？罪就系话将呢个嘅爱去混乱咗嘅程序。
Disorder means it's you have a wrong order. What priorities are in life?
就话咩意思？就话将我哋生命当中我哋应该有嘅次序去倒转咗。
And in the book of Jonah, it says if you have a disordered love, not having God at the center, you're in the road to destruction.
所以就话喺约拿书里边讲就话，若然我哋嘅爱当中唔系将神摆喺应该有嘅最首先嘅位置，呢个内心嘅深处嘅时候，呢一种爱系一个错误嘅爱，系一个罪。
See, I know Ken is a good nurse. He needs a pat on the back. See, Ken cannot say, I'm a good nurse. I mean, he can say that, But he won't be affirmed unless somebody, like if I was his patient, you're a great nurse. You're a great nurse. You did a great job. That's an affirmation. He needs that.
好像譬如说, 我是一个护士, 我不可以说自己是一个好的护士, 是人家需要告诉我, 拍拍我的头, 你是一个好的护士, 他告诉我,
if you're a human being, you need affirmation. You can't live without it. You can't just conjure something up inside you and say, I'm good.
就像我们自己一样,我们不可以说自己跟自己说,我是一个好的人,我是一个好的人,我们需要人家跟我们说,你是一个好的人,才确认到我们的身份是一个好。
You need to know your worth something.
我们需要知道我们自己是个价值。
And you can't get it from inside you. You have to get it from some outside.
我们内心的价值,我们的身份,不可以说自己去确定, 是人家需要告诉我们知,去确定我们的身份。
And we get into trouble when we want that affirmation from something else besides God. And that's what we're doing. That's sin. That's the essence of sin.
但是我们的问题当中就是说,我们如何去确定我们的身份,就是说,我们不是将神去帮助我们确定我们的身份,我们将有其他东西, 去取缔了神,
so how do we know that's Jonah's problem? You know, identity crisis. How do we know that?
我怎么知道约拿当中有一个问题呢?
I don't know about you, but when it says in verse 5 he's sleeping, this is a storm. He's in a boat. It's a hurricane. He's on the Mediterranean Sea. There's a big storm. He's asleep. How can that be?
当我看第五节的时候,大家去留意,就是说,当时的时间就是说,一个大风雨,他在一个船里面,在大海当中,有一个大风,他竟然可以在一个船里面睡觉,怎么可能呢?
Is it simply exhaustion? Yeah, I know, when you're very, 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 very tired, it's hard to wake you up, but you're on a boat, and there's a hurricane. You're being tossed back and forth. How is it that he's still sleeping?
我们可能会说我们累,可能会睡着觉。但是你试想一下,在一个大海当中,在一个暴风当中,你怎么可以约拿当时在船里面,还可以睡着觉呢?
Well, that means you've got to look at this word that's translated sleep. And you know what? It appears in Genesis 2. When God put Adam to sleep to take a rib out of him.
当我看的时候就是说当时约拿去睡觉的时候这个字其实在圣经里面的创世纪第二章的时候神也是一样将亚当让他睡着神就在他肋骨取出的肋骨去做阿娃。
I have a cousin who's an anesthesiologist. We kind of make fun of him and say he's the gas man. You know, anesthesiologists, what do they do? He or she is a doctor, right? When you got to be wheeled in, they say bye bye. They put you out.
咁一个麻醉师嘅牧师有个亲戚系做麻醉师嘅，咁我成日都讲笑话就系咧，麻醉师通常就搞人哋瞓觉嘅啫，咁咧就系话当一个病人要去做手术嘅时候，麻醉师就将个人去麻醉。
So something special is happening here. Jonah's in some type of trance. He's in a deep, deep, deep sleep.
当时约拿是什么情况呢?就是说他是一个很深的睡着了。
Could it be he's depressed?
会不会是当时他是很忧愁呢?
Could be, right? Could be, he's depressed.
可能他当时是很忧愁。
Because he was getting affirmation for being a good prophet, for being affirmed by Israel, and now God is telling him, I want Israel's enemies to be saved. That means Israel might be destroyed.
为什么是这么忧愁呢?因为记住就是说,他当时是一个先知,但是他知道尼尼美这个城是一个充满了罪恶的城,他觉得应该他受到惩罚,但是神就现在要去尼尼美城,去讲出神的福音,去将他们得拯救,去觉得很消愁。
See, Jonah doesn't want to be known as the traitor prophet.
人知道这样的时候,他会觉得人会看到他好像一个叛国的先知。
And that's why he doesn't want to go to Nineveh, because he knows God is gracious, that Nineveh is going to be saved. And by the way, the Assyrians did destroy Israel. They did attack Israel and did great harm in later years.
其实即系话就系、是、当时啊约拿，佢知道就系话耶利利美城系好罪恶，佢真系想佢个佢哋唔想得到拯救，所以佢觉得好消愁。耶和华要佢去将个福音带俾呢个尼利美城，要佢哋得到呢个嘅拯救，所以佢唔想去做。
Do you understand what's happening to Jonah? He is experiencing distress, discouragement, right? Depression. Why? He's losing his identity.
所以话点解当时佢咁沮丧、咁消愁？因为佢觉得佢嘅身份当中入边，佢个成为一个先知嘅身份系受到挑战。
You know, for those of you who know about depression, it's not just despondency.
你如果知道就话一个人嘅有一个沮丧，有消愁，其实系好严重嘅问题。
Something has happened to Jonah. He'd rather die than live.
佢宁愿去死，佢都唔想去将个信息带俾尼尼微城呢个城市。
As I mentioned before, he says, "Throw me overboard a little later."
所以佢话喺船当中话，你不如你掟我落船啦，我都唔要去呢个尼尼微城。
And in chapter 4 verse 3, guys, if you hit slide 9, Jonah 4:3.He even says that, just kill me now.
所以喺个第四节嘅第三章入边讲就话，你不如杀咗我啦，我都唔想去尼尼微城。
Lord, I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen.
所以就话佢宁愿去死，佢都唔想去到呢个尼尼微城，将一个好嘅信息带俾呢班嘅罪恶嘅人。
See, Jonah's worried about his reputation. If Nineveh is saved, Israel is destroyed, and I'm a prophet of Israel, and I'm a leader of that nation, one of the leaders, what's going to happen to me and my reputation if God is gracious?
所以就话当时约拿就会谂就话，若然佢系咁样做嘅时候，将个好嘅信息带俾尼尼微城，呢个城市得拯救，呢尼尼微城嘅人。佢之後亦都可能會侵佔咗呢個嘅以色列，去贏去佔領以色列，咁我咪成為呢個國家嘅叛國嘅人咯。
Your identity has to be wrapped up in God, otherwise you're in trouble. You're going to be like Jonah.
所以我哋自己内心入边，我哋每个人，我哋嘅身份系需要将神摆喺我嘅内心处。如果唔系嘅时候，我哋都会好似约拿一样。
Let me illustrate that to bring it home. Here are two parents. They both love their child.
我俾个例子你，有两个夫妇，佢哋两个都好爱佢哋嘅子女。
Their child now is a teenager, and something goes wrong. A child goes wayward.
咁两个呢个父母咧都好爱佢哋嘅子女嘅，但系咧呢个细路呢个后生嘅年青人啦，佢成长啦就变坏。
The teen is now living a life of delinquency。
呢个年青人咧就过着佢所要嘅生活。
One of the parents gets discouraged, distressed, very sad。
咁其中个父母咧就觉得好伤心。
And that's very understandable if you're a parent, right?
系呢个好普通嘅，你都会可能会都感受过。
Because we love our children.
因为我哋去爱我哋嘅子女。
We don't want them to go down a wrong, destructive path.
因为我哋唔想我哋嘅子女去做错啲咩事，去行错路。
But the other parent.
但另一个嘅父母
experiences something more than ordinary.
但另一个父母就系更加嘅去更加伤心。
They can't sleep.
佢嘅伤心嘅程度，佢瞓唔到觉。
They get depressed.
佢好沮丧。
They explode.
佢发好大脾气。
They have an identity crisis.
佢自己内心入边有一个嘅身份上嘅呢个嘅挣扎。
Because they've lost and are about to lose what they were living for. What they were.Why they existed? Why they thought they existed for?
因为佢点解？因为佢咁沮丧，因为佢失去咗佢嘅身份嘅象征。佢身份象征就系话，佢就系要养大呢个子女嘅父母。
And because that's been taken from them, life isn't worth living anymore.
若然佢嘅子女系变坏嘅时候，佢嘅身份会被改，佢就系话佢就会被成为一个唔系一个好嘅父母。佢嘅身份得到嘅改变，佢唔可以再活啦。
Now why is that？
点解咁咧
？One parent loves the child for the child's self。
一个父母，一边嘅父母系觉得佢爱佢嘅子女，因为佢嘅子女系咁样。
They love their son and daughter for who he or she is, no matter what。
一个父母去爱他们的子女，程度就是说，无论他是怎样的，我都是爱他。
But the other parent loves the son or daughter to get an identity in life.
但另一边的一个父母就是说，他爱他的子女，为什么？因为就是，因为爱他的子女的时候，他就会认为我是一个好的父母。
They're saying deep down,The reason I know I'm a good person is because I'm a good parent.
会觉得就话点知道我嘅身份系乜嘢咧？我系一个好嘅人，点解？因为我系一个好嘅父母。
The reason I know my life means something is because I'm living for my daughter.
我一个好嘅父母，点解？因为我养活出一个好嘅子女。
My daughter needs me.
我子女系需要我。
The reason I know I'm a worthwhile person is my daughter is a fine young woman.
我点知道我一个好嘅父母？因为咧，我子女成为一个好嘅。
And when things start going bad for that daughter, you're going to be in deep, deep trouble.
但是当这个子女他行差踏错的时候，他觉得好的挑战，他的身份得到这个挑战，因为他会说别人会看到就说他不是一个好的父母。
Because a disordered love, the parenting is about herself.About the parent, not the child.
他教育这个子女，这个的目的不是为着他的子女，而是为着他自己。他这个爱的次序是得到这个的凋乱。
And the parent is experiencing an identity crisis. I don't know if I want to live anymore.
所以作为这个父母的就会变成一个很伤心，他就会觉得我还要不要再活呢？
Because she's losing herself.Losing why she's living.
因为她失去了她觉得应该有的身份，她觉得已经没再意思去活了。
Things like that happen if God is not the reason for your living.
这事会发生如果你没有将神放在你的内心里面当中。
See, God is not just somebody you obey.
神不是说只是一位说你需要去顺服。
God is not just somebody you just read about in the Bible.
神不是说只是一位你是在圣经上你看到去读到的。
God is not just somebody that gives you like some kind of inspiration in life.
神不是说只是一位是说令到你你的生命当中有些启示。
The Bible says God is Lord.He is Lord of your life.
圣经讲我就话神系我哋生命当中嘅主宰。
That means He must be at the core, the center of your being.
意思即系话佢系你内心入边嘅中心。
That means He has to be the reason you get up in the morning.
所以就话原来喺咁嘅时候，你神就系你点解每朝起身嘅原因。
Or to put it in another way, as the psalmist says, he has to be the joy of your heart.
亦都系诗人嘅，佢讲嘅就系话，神就系你点解你开心嘅时候，你嘅心情嘅中心点解咧
？God must be the reason you know that you're loved and are valuable.
神就话点解你去爱嘅原因
？John didn't believe that anymore.
约拿佢唔去相信呢啲嘢。
He's going to be so upset.If Assyria had been spared. That's what he says in chapter 4, verse 3. He says that. You can see it. You can read it again and again. He says that.
So, Because
Jonah is saying, the thing that I'm really living for, my identity is my reputation.
So, he says, I'm living for my identity, I'm a good prophet.
I'm not really living to please God. I'm not really living.To love God.
我去过活唔系话就系只系想去取悦神嘅喜悦。
I've got to be the well-respected prophet. I've got to be the successful leader of a successful nation.
我作为一个好嘅先知，我需要喺人嘅面前睇到，俾人睇到我系一个好嘅先知，俾人哋睇到我喺国家上面系尽忠嘅一个好嘅先知。
And if Syria is not judged and destroyed by God.They're going to destroy Israel.
So, if you are in Asher, God, this place is not allowed to be destroyed, they will take over Israel.
And I will lose all that I value and who I am.
If it is like this, Asher will take over Israel. Israel will lose God. So, what is my position? What is my meaning?
That's why it's so important to know what's in your heart.
所以咁重要，我睇到我哋内心入边究竟我想要乜嘢嘅咧
？Are you living for? You must answer that question.
就是我所有就要看我们的内心里面究竟我们为着什么去而过活呢？
I know what some of you are thinking. You say, well, Wilson, you know, I don't commit adultery. I don't steal. I don't kill.
我们可能会说就说啊，牧师，我没有去犯奸淫，我没有杀人，我没有放火，我是一个好人啊。
And you know, it's good not to do those things.
这个是好的，我们没有去做这些事。
In fact, God wants you to obey the Ten Commandments.
神也都是想我们去遵守这个十诫。
But the Bible clearly states, here's what sin is. It's what? Living, not desiring God. Living, not to want to know Him.
但是说罪的意思是什么呢？就是说圣经里面说，就是罪的意思就是说我们过着的生命我们是没有为着神的。
Because you're building a self without God.
因为我们的生命是没有为着神而活的时候，我们被其他东西取代，我们为着其他东西而过活。
And that is the essence of sin. That's why there's hell. Because hell is where God isn't.
所以这个就是说罪的意思，就是说所以呢就会因为罪缘故人就会被审判落这个地狱。为什么有地狱啊？就是地狱的意思就是说这个是没有神的地方。
And God's not going to force you, right? He's not going to twist your arm. He said, if you don't want me, you won't get me.
神没有说要扭住你的手，你不敢做呢，你就怎么样。神讲的就是说你不跟随我的，你就会这样发生这样的事。
Again, God wants you to obey the Ten Commandments, don't get me wrong.
不会，神是想我们去遵守这个十诫。
Again, we also learned that in Sunday school, right?
我们在主日学都学过。
It's for your good, for your security, for your safety, and for the safety of others.
是为了我们自己的缘故，为了其他的缘故，是好的，我们去遵守十诫。
But, what's underneath? What's underneath is a very, very important question.
但就是说我们内心的深处究竟我们为着什么而活是最为重要。
And the story of Jonah is telling us, if you build a self not on the living God, something like what's happening to Jonah is going to happen to you.
所以说若然我们生命当中可以越来这样的，若然我们没有摆在神面，神在最深点的时候，我们会是失丧。
I got to wrap up here. What's going to help Jonah? And again, we're going to have time.As we look at the story through the month of September and October. But what will help Jonah? What will help our spiritual lethargy?
So, we are at the third point, which is what help can be in the middle of the Yotla, how can we get this help so that we can bring God into our hearts?
Well, to know God is to know His grace, right?
To know God's meaning is that we need to know His grace.
It's to experience God's grace, to know it.Yes, you need to know it, but you need to experience it.
我们是头脑上要需要知道神的恩典，但是我们生命当中我们需要去经历神的恩典。
Let me ask, why did God choose Jonah for the mission?
我们去看为什么神去拣选约拿呢？
Well, it's an act of God's grace towards Jonah.
这个其实就是神去约拿当中给出的一个恩典。
And that's why God calls you to glorify Him.
而神都同一个恩典，就是说神去拣选我们是一个恩典，让我们去能够去传福音。
Because it's not just going to benefit those whom you come in contact, it will benefit you.
这个恩典不单止是为着我们得到这个祝福，其实都是我们所接触的人都能够得到这个祝福。
Because do you know why God can forgive Jonah for his waywardness?
为什么神能够去饶恕约拿他就算他这么任性 的行动行为呢？
It's right there. Matthew 12:39 and 40 is Jesus' words to the Pharisees, the religious leaders of his day.
为什么能够神能够这样做呢？就是在马太福音第12章39至40节。
He says, the only sign I will give you is the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and night,So, the Son of Man would be in the heart of the earth.
在马太福音第十二章三十九至四十节，一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。约拿三日三夜在大雨肚腹中， 人子也要这样三日三夜在地里。
You see, it was out of the death of the greater than Jonah, Jesus, that people will receive life.
神怎能够得到这个生命，就是说透过耶稣基督。
And Jesus is telling the Pharisees, Behold, a greater than Jonah is here.
耶稣基督同当时嘅先知，同头当时嘅啲法老讲就话，就系佢系比约拿更加大嚟到当中。
So you and I need to know that Jesus is the one who is thrown into the real ocean of God's holy wrath。
让我哋真系明白就系话，系耶稣佢系被神去掉咗落呢个嘅愤怒嘅海中。
But not like Jonah, no one caught him. He just sank.
但耶稣基督佢唔
sank
同约拿。有一个大鱼去吞咗去救佢，耶稣基督佢不断嘅沉喺个海中。
See, no one rescued Jesus. He's on the cross, and he says, "Why have I been forsaken?"
耶稣基督佢冇被呢个嘢拯，冇被任何嘢拯救，佢不断咁沉嘅，佢钉喺个十字架上。
See, the reason why it takes courage to believe, if you love that much that Jesus, the Son of God, had to die for you, that's an insult. That means you're pretty bad.
其实有些人会觉得就话，既然我哋要相信耶稣基督佢系钉喺十字架上，需要佢去帮助我哋，需要佢去拯救我哋嘅，有些人会觉得呢一种系一个嘅insult.
Right? Have you ever thought about that? It takes the very Son of God to die for us.To be saved, we must be pretty terrible.
有冇觉得就话啊？呢个系一个好大嘅侮辱吓、啊！我哋需要一个人去死喺十字架上，系为到我哋嘅生命而去拯救。
And it's insulting because it says that we are terrible, we are sinners.
但其实就系话，我哋其实都系一个好罪恶通天嘅。
But don't forget, it also means if you're loved that much that He is willing to die, then you have to follow Him.
但其实就话，我要明白，系我哋一班嘅罪人，我哋系充满咗罪恶。但系因为佢爱我哋呢班嘅罪人，佢钉喺十字架上为我哋死。
Because that's the only rational response. If you understand that He loved you that much, the only proper response is to give your life for Him.
所以就话一个，若然我哋能够明白神系咁，我哋系咁罪恶嘅时候，神仍都系爱我哋。我哋嘅回应就系乜嘢啊？我哋就要应该系跟随佢。
That's why it takes courage to accept that kind of love。
我哋需要有一个嘅勇敢，一个勇气去接受呢一份嘅嘅恩典。
And the sin under all sin is not having the guts to believe。
这个罪 的深处就是说什么，就是我们去不去相信我们是一个什么罪恶，我们不去相信。
And then we go off, find a remedy elsewhere, get our identities from something else.
我们不去相信神是我们的守卫在我们生命当中。
Where what we should do is say, I'm so sinful that Jesus had to die for me.But I'm also so valued that He wanted to die for me.
但所以咧，我哋去明白就系话，我哋系一班罪恶嘅人，耶稣佢愿意为我哋去死。我哋有个价值系神愿意系为到我哋去死。
And that's the only remedy for this sickness unto death.
我哋需要去明白，去相信呢个唯有个方法去能够得到一个拯救。
So won't you take and consider that and give yourself to the Lord?
所以你愿唔愿意将你嘅生命系交俾神咧？
Because Jesus willingly went to the cross and stayed there until it was finished.
耶稣基督佢愿意嘅牺牲佢嘅生命，佢喺十字架上钉喺十字架上。
And it's the very fact that he did that that will save you.
佢真系有咁去做，使咗人就得个拯救。
But not only will it save you, it will change you forever.
唔单止佢得到人得到个拯救，而人得到改变。
Let's pray.
We
thank you, Father, for this introduction to the story of Jonah.
主啊，多谢你俾我哋有一个约拿书记个开头。
And I pray, Lord, that we would take it to heart that you, were chasing after Jonah. Jonah was running from your presence, from your face.
我哋都好多谢嘅，就系见到就系话神，虽然系约拿佢逃走嘅时候，逃走你喺个面当中，但系你都系去寻找佢。
He didn't want to relate to you intimately anymore. And Lord, I hope we're honest with ourselves because we are very wayward too.
我們都要自己要去認清,去明白,就是我們很多時候都好像約拿一樣。
And we kind of waver, and we don't really desire you wholeheart fervently.
我們都是一樣的,我們沒有全心全意的去跟隨你。
And of course, we don't love our neighbor as ourselves.
我們都是一樣的,沒有去愛你的鄰舍,好像愛自己一樣。
And so help us, Lord, not to settle.
所以神就幫助我們,
getting our identity from something else rather than you.
所以神,我們求你幫助,讓我們不要去找尋找其他東西,去充滿我們自己,去成為我們的內心處,我們應該需要去尋找你。
It took a tremendous storm to wake Jonah up.
在約拿生命當中,需要一個大的風浪,令到約拿有生命的改變。
And it will probably take a tremendous storm to wake us up.
也都是我們可能在我們生命當中,我們需要一個很大的經歷,讓我們人有改變。
So have mercy, O Lord, on us.
所以神求你給我們有恩典。
May we embrace your grace.
讓我們在你的恩典當中得到一個拯救。
And pick up our cross and follow Jesus.
讓我們能夠一樣的去背起一個十架去跟隨你。
We thank you for your grace and your love for Jonah and for us.
我感謝你給到約拿這個愛和恩典去給到我們。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我這樣祈禱奉靠主耶穌名字祈求，阿門。